From Jim Beam to Maker's Mark, their brand and label are the only things more iconic than a bourbon's taste. And that's why we've partnered with Sticker Mountain, a company focused on helping you make a statement with your labels and stickers. Embracing cutting-edge embellishment technology allows them to add foil, raise texture, and more to make your product stand out, all at competitive prices with market-leading turnaround and customer service that treats you like a business partner. And that's why right now you can get 10% off your order with coupon code STICKYBOURBON at StickerMountain.com. See the difference they can make for you and your business at StickerMountain.com using coupon code STICKYBOURBON. Welcome back to this week's Whiskey Quickie, and we're looking at Elijah Craig and their newest expression, the toasted barrel.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, this is something we talked about on the podcast about how a lot of people are doing toasted barrels now, and so Heaven Hill, Elijah Craig, they're stepping up to the game. So,
yeah, I mean, usually they turn out really well, so I'm not surprised why they wouldn't jump in.
For sure. And so this is using Elijah Craig standard Heaven Hill mash bill, 78% corn, 12% malted barley, 10% rye. And it is going into a second toasted barrel, of course, and it's flash charred with staves that are air dried for 18 months, 94 proof. And now that we know Elijah Craig is moving to a non-age stated release, and this is at an SRP of $50 and allocated everywhere in the nation now.
Wow. I'm really excited. These like fancy. What do these mean, Kenny? You told me.
I totally forgot. So it starts off Elijah Craig in toast and char number 3. So you can probably see that alligator char coming in there. And so it's that. And then they put it, rebarreled it. Now this is just to show you what a toast looks like. So you can see that there's really nothing coming out of the wood or anything like that. Just a nice little campfire.
Bob's Boring Toast or something. Just
I don't
a
know
basic
what that
toast.
Means.
I don't either.
Bob's Boring Toast. I get it now. Just some butter, not even some cinnamon on it.
That's right.
And then what you're holding is the final product.
Yeah, so this is like setting one on your toaster, setting like 4, 10.
All right.
All right, this is supposed to be a whiskey quickie, so
yeah,
let's go.
We've talked too much. Let's go ahead and let's dive in with the nose.
All right. I mean, you get a lot of those common notes with the toasting, marshmallows, get some dried fruit.
So, yeah, I mean, when I nose this, it already just reminds me of like Old Forester 1910, Michter's Toasted Barrel. Like, it has some of those similar qualities and characteristics.
Yeah, the marshmallow fluff kind of thing going.
For sure. All right, on the taste. Real easy sipping at 94.
Yeah, it's got some that creamy cocoa, kind of marshmallow on the front. Very nice spice on the back. You know, it's got a pretty good finish for 94.
Yeah, I'd say a very drinkable 94. Really like the finish. A lot of just good rounded flavors. Super sweet too. I think if you like sweet bourbon, this is
a guzzler.
Add an extra like tablespoon of sugar or something. Like that's how much more sweeter it is.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and rate this. So Ryan, on the nose, where are you at?
I'm sideways. It was okay. I mean, nothing great.
And on the taste?
Thumbs up. I liked it.
I agree. And the finish?
Thumbs up. I mean, it was a little muted, but I thought it had a nice spice for 94 proof.
Yep. And so, again, this is available nationwide and allocated. It's allocated. We'll put it that way. So,
hope you found it.
Yeah, exactly. Cheers, y'all, and we'll see you next time.